The Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place where they laid him. Go and tell the disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Let's go. And the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
be to God in heaven, His goodwill to all the earth. Mighty God of all creation, Father of surpassing worth, we exalt you, we adore you, we lift high our thanks and praise. And angels bow before you.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. stands an endless mercy tree.
Three words. Christ is risen. We have life. Eternally. You ain't got Jesus, you ain't got a chance.
First reading is from Isaiah. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines. Of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines, strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We've waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord of whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be.
The psalm, and you get the bold print. And right at the end, I want your full attention. If I haven't got it all the way through, you will at the last verse. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. The right hand of God is exalted. The right hand of God acts valiantly. The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death. This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. And we will all read this last verse together, because it is the day of the Lord. This is the day of the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, to be like Peter. The life that this guy led. And now he's still leading. Peter began to speak in Acts 10. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him, who believes in him, who believes in him, receives forgiveness of sins through his name. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Until our hearts are stirred, hallelujah, Lord, we sing for the good news that you bring.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went to the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must raise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May be seated. I invite the kids to come up here at this time.
Jack, you want to come up? Jackson? Rowan? Come on up, guys. Here. I gotta make a little room. Come on up. We gotta get cozy. It's Easter. There are so many people coming up to join us. Come on up. Oh, it's awesome. Hello, everybody. Hi, come on up. Come have a seat. Good morning. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Easter Fools. Katie said it's Easter Fools. Happy Easter Fools. I've got a question for you. I brought some stuff along today. This is Ryan's puppy. Do you know who Ryan is? My son Ryan. Right. This is his puppy. And for literally, as of yesterday, this has been his lovey for 12 years. 12 years. It's been loved a lot. How many of you have a lovey? Something that you love to hold on to? It means something really special to you? Yeah, all of us have something, right? Right? Yeah. What happens if that lovey goes missing? What happens if maybe you put that lovey on your bed and you tuck it in and then you go to school? And when you come home, your mom or your dad has remade your bed and the lovey is missing. Oh, Katie says, I wouldn't be able to sleep. She'd be just distraught, right? You can't sleep. You don't know what to do. That happened in our story today. In the gospel today, we're talking about that. Jesus was their lovey, right? He was the most bestest thing they had ever had in their lives. And they knew he was going to do amazing things. But they didn't understand it. And so when he told them that he was going to die and it was okay, they didn't get it. You know, they didn't have the technology we have today, do they? Seriously? They didn't have microwaves. Microwaves are magic. You put cold things in, they come out hot. That's magic. And they didn't have that. Jesus was like their microwave, man, right? Seriously. You put a sick guy in a room with that man, he came out healed. Magic. It was magic. And they loved him. They loved him so much because no matter who they were or what they did, Jesus loved them. No matter what. So he was this special. This incredibly special. Well, guess what? He died. They didn't understand why. They thought he was not going to die because he was special. And now he was dead. And now Mary gets there and he's missing. You already said, what happens if your lovey goes missing? You are beside yourself, distraught. You are sobbing. Mary runs away and she goes to find help. Maybe you would too. Would you go and run and find your mom and dad and say, Mom, I can't find puppy. Help! And so she does. Mary runs and she goes to find help and she comes back and they're looking and they can't find him. And they are incredibly sad. Wouldn't you be sad if even your mom couldn't help you find your lovey? Oh my gosh. What happened? What happened in our story? They looked. She cried. And then they were looking. Kind of like eggs. You know, yesterday we colored our Easter eggs. And we so very carefully put them in the boxes. And we put them in the refrigerator last night. And you know what happened? Every year, every stinking year, that pesky rabbit showed up and took the eggs.
Yep.
They're missing. We wake up and there's empty boxes sitting on the counter. What now? And you know what we had to do? We had to turn around and we had to go look.
I saw an egg on my...
So you had to look for them. And did you find them all?
Yeah.
Ah. Guess what happens? Guess what happens? That Holy Spirit came and Jesus was found. Jesus wasn't gone for good. He was only missing for a little bit. But he was back like magic. Just like magic. Now, did they go and then just go home and say, that was great. We found him. No big deal. Is that it? Was that the end?
No. They rejoiced.
They rejoiced. Would you rejoice if you found your lost lovey?
Yeah.
Did you have a great morning this morning when you found your eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah. They rejoiced. Did they keep it to themselves? Did they just say, hey, that was fun? No. They went out and they told everybody about it. anybody. Isa, if you found your lovey, would you go shouting through the house, Joaquin, I found my lovey?
No.
Joaquin says no. Okay. Well, hey, that's okay. But most of you, and I have seen it happen. I've seen it happen with this very puppy. Mom, I can't find him. I can't find him. I can't sleep. I found him. He is here, Mom. He's here. I found him. It's okay. Guess what? That's what Mary and the disciples did. They went out and they told everybody because it's so, so happy. Guess what we get to do?
Nothing.
Besides an Easter egg hunt. We get to go out now and we get to tell people all of the miraculous, awesome, loving things that Jesus is about. That's our job now. We get to be the next Mary and go out and say, Jesus is found. He's okay. Rejoice. Do you think we could do it? They're all looking a little tired this morning. I'm not sure our rejoice will be like this. It'll be more like rejoice. You think we can do it, though? Let's head out. Let's head out rejoicing and saying, Jesus is alive. That's it. Nobody said it. Let's do it. Let's do it, guys, right now. Jesus is alive. Much better. Much better.
I invite you to please pray with me. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for this day where we focus and we celebrate on the resurrection of your Son, Jesus. We give you thanks for the grace that we have received through him, that we continue to receive through him. We give you thanks for this story. We give you thanks how it comes to us in this word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
You know, that's the truth that we proclaim today, and that is the truth on which our whole faith is based on. Based on the fact that we believe and trust that Christ has risen. Okay, now whenever I say that, you know what you got to say. Now you know also you never know when it's going to come, right? How many know that? So be prepared. We've got enough scouts in this church. We got to be prepared. Isn't that right, Dad? Yeah, okay, very good. These are the words that we easily say today, especially on this Easter morning. That's why we're here to worship today. Yet I also know there are times in our lives when those words, they're harder to say, more difficult to believe those as valid pieces in our lives. Some of those times when Jesus seems distant or Jesus seems uncaring. Now the gospel lesson for today has a powerful message about seeing Jesus. And that's what this sermon is about. The sermon is focused on seeing today. About seeing Jesus. It's a lesson that we can experience every day of our lives. Today's lesson, though, underscores the fact that we see what we're looking for. We see what we're looking for. Okay, what I want you to do, I want you to look around. I want you to look around and I want you to count the number of people who are wearing red. Do it. You got your count done? All right. Okay. How many children are worshiping with us today? You haven't a clue. Actually, you don't have a clue. Because that's not what you were looking for. Was it? You were looking for people who were wearing red. Now, just tell me, how many people did you see wearing red? Go just yell it out. Five? Okay. Okay, you got that count. But you cannot tell me how many children are in worship here today because you weren't looking for that. You weren't looking for that. You were looking for someone that were looking for the color red. So seeing is very, very important. Throughout the Gospel of John, the whole concept or the thing of seeing is paramount in there. It starts out with John the Baptist. He points out to Jesus to his disciples and identifies Jesus as the one. They go and they find Jesus and ask him where he is staying. Jesus says, come and see. The next day, one of the disciples, Philip, goes to his friend Nathanael and tells him that the Messiah has been found. And Nathanael is skeptical about the whole thing. And in response, Andrew invites Nathanael to come and see. Come and see. Just a few weeks ago in chapter 12 in John, we had some Greeks who were looking for Jesus. They come up to Philip and say, we want to see Jesus. In the story of the resurrection, the writer records that the disciples looked into the tomb. He saw that the tomb was empty and that the linen grave cloths had been neatly folded on the shelf. When he saw, he believed. A life lived in response to Jesus' resurrection, lived as a disciple of Jesus Christ, is not a life that's based on just thoughts or following certain type of ritual type of things, but it's a life that's experiential. The Christian life is experiential. Followers of Jesus Christ have come, encounter Jesus, see him, and respond, believing that he is alive and present. I want you to consider Mary's lack of sight. Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the day and saw that the tomb had been rolled away. She didn't see an empty tomb. She only saw that the stone had been rolled away. Then Mary ran to tell the disciples. And Peter and another disciple confirmed that the tomb was indeed empty, and they returned to tell the others. But Mary stays behind. Now, the writer of John has kind of fun with Mary here. Mary looks inside the tomb. She really didn't see that the tomb was empty, only that someone had probably stolen Jesus' body. And she's grieving. She's consumed with grief. She sees two angels in white. Now, everywhere else in the Bible, when someone encounters an angel, their reaction is one of fear. We hear the words, do not be afraid, from the angels. That's the first words. But not here, not here. Not Mary. She sees, but she doesn't see. Mary even has a conversation with the angels as if there was nothing miraculous happening. Still, Mary sees, but doesn't see. Mary looks at the man in the garden and supposing him to be a gardener. She sees, but she doesn't see that it is Jesus. So often in our lives as followers of Jesus, we act like Mary. We see, but we don't see. We say that Jesus is risen. Christ is risen. But we don't see him. When we go through challenging or difficult times, we only see the problem or what we fear. We don't see Jesus because we're not looking for Jesus. Now, Mary doesn't really see until Jesus calls her by name. When he calls her by name, then she sees that it is Jesus. He's up close and personal, and he reveals himself to us. Do you see Jesus? You might be able to see him in the people around you. Look around at those around there. I mean, they're not all that good looking all the time, but look around, look around. Do you see Jesus sitting next to you? Have there been others, how you encountered Jesus in your life? Through the touch of a friend or loving care. Another place you might see Jesus is in the quietness of your own place of prayer, in your own heart. Quietness of your heart. Jesus may be seen in mountaintop experiences of life, but quite frankly, you are more likely to see Jesus in the challenges and the failures and the painful times of life. Jesus doesn't necessarily wave a magic wand and take the pain away, but instead we experience Jesus and see Jesus as Jesus walks with us, cries with us, and gives us the strength to take the next step forward. Christ is risen. Jesus is alive. And we open our lives and see Jesus because he is the one for whom we are looking. We need to look to see. Jesus is present in our lives and in our world. We pray that we are given eyes to look to see. Amen. Christ is risen.
Thank you.
invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. On this day of rejoicing, we pray for the life of the Church, the world, and all people in any need. You give life to your church by joining the baptized to the body of Christ. Bless the newly baptized as we proclaim the one whose death and resurrection makes us one in you, Lord, in your mercy. You give life to the creation by renewing the earth in every season. Curb our exploitation of natural resources and cause us to preserve the health of plants and animal habitat, Lord, in your mercy. You give life to the world by laying a cornerstone among the nations. Rebuild the powers and principalities around us in ways that protect the vulnerable and raise up the lowly, Lord, in your mercy. You give life to those in need by the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Comfort those who suffer. Encourage those who care for the sick. Bind up the brokenhearted and wipe away the tears of all who mourn. We pray especially for Maxine, for Kathy, for Lexing, for Gordy and Carolyn, for Dick, for Maxine, for Ray, for Arnie, Sean, LaVon, Ellen and Libby, Sam, the family of Dwight Statton, the family of Everett Traxler. Lord, in your mercy. We give life to this community of faith by infusing us with love for one another. Inspire us to reach out to our neighbors in meaningful ways and bring the joys of community to a wider people. Lord, in your mercy. You give life to your saints by setting a banquet table of rich food. Feed us with the bread of life and bring us with all your saints to the feast that has no end. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O God, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, the spring of new and everlasting life. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let's take some time and share that peace with one another. Receive our morning offering at this time. us pray. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, it's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When the bread is broken, Christ breaks open his life for us. When wine is poured, Christ pours out his life for us. So come, eat, drink, and live. You may be seated. Today we will be receiving two lines in the center of the aisle down here. I invite you to take a glass for the wine as you come forward. And then on either side will be wine on one, and also grape juice is available for those who wish to have grape juice. We also have gluten-free wafers here for those who are gluten-free. Just indicate that as when you come forward. So, hey, the table has been set, and it's for you. So come. Shed for you. do the bread? Would you want to do the bread? Okay. Yeah, just, you know, don't pick up a big chunk, just there.
stand as you're able.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in His grace and His peace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross to go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. Now may Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. We sing our closing hymn. People, you know what time it is, right? I suppose you think it's time for dinner. Let's really go in peace and serve the Lord. Come on, we can do better. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Because Christ is risen.
He is risen.